A political storm blows over in Mali. Kids are shining a light of hope in Egypt, and banking furthers the Great Commission in Ghana. This is just a glimpse of what's coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In 7 months, Mali has gone from an all-out war to a peaceful presidential election. Voter turnout was 60%. Jerry Dykstra is spokesman with Open Doors USA.
They're still counting the votes, and there was 27 candidates. We probably won't know the results until Friday. There could be a runoff election early in August, depending on what happens with the vote count by Friday.
Change could bring advocates for freedom. That would be a good thing for the minority Christians who were targeted by Islamists in the uprising.
We need to keep on praying. Many of the Christians fled from the north and to other countries that took them in.
It's the best case scenario for the million refugees who fled the fighting. It's a gospel opportunity, though not in the traditional sense.
We're involved primarily with many of the displaced people. We worked with some of the people that were in these other countries, housing especially, food, and getting them reunited with their family.
Will you pray with them for continued calm? Next, in Egypt, 83 are dead and nearly 800 wounded from clashes that erupted over the weekend. It's a new wave of protests from Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi supporters who don't like the military takeover. As storm clouds of political conflict gathered, Sat7 broadcasted a new kind of uprising. By kids. 1,400 Egyptian children flooded the One Thing Kids Festival. They worshipped and asked God to make them lights in Egypt. Pray with them for Egypt's future. This is Mission Network News. There's a salvation surge at one of the United States' 310 Native American reservations. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries reports the Roaring River Reservation holds Minnesota's highest poverty and suicide rates. Out of this darkness comes great spiritual hunger. Record crowds heard the gospel and reportedly surged forward to receive Jesus as their Savior. Many are praising God for the spiritual harvest. Pray for victory as teams continue in spiritual warfare. Meanwhile, a Christian credit union in Ghana is turning things up a notch. The House of Faith Credit Union wants to grow from 600 members to over 1,000. Kevin Pate of Global Advance recently took a team of bankers from the United States to help them do just that.
We were able, just in our small way, in this one little corner of the world, to impact a group of people that are literally trying to impact thousands of members in their credit union.
Not only did the team show Ghanaians how to grow their business, they showed them how banking can open doors for the gospel.
We start with the Great Commission, and then we go out and do business.
Pate says it's difficult for small business owners in Ghana to borrow money. By offering two types of loans, the House of Faith Credit Union offers a hand of help to the needy. Are you skilled in the world of business?
We always need Christian business people that would like to go another nation and share what they know with their peers.
You can sign up for a trip at missionnetworknews.org. And we want to tell you about one of the best-kept secrets. The Overseas Ministry Study Center is just 3 minutes walking distance from Yale, but has an impact on missions across the world. I'll let their newly appointed executive director, Nelson Jennings, tell you about it.
We have Christian leaders, missionaries, scholars, pastors from all around the world who come for a time of renewal, a time of study and writing. We offer seminars. We offer various conferences.
One of their most recent conferences was last month. It brought a mixed group together to talk about Korean missions.
It was 60 people, 30 Korean, 30 non-Korean, to talk about accountability with regard to missionary families.
Christian leaders put a book together with case studies on missionary families. They hope it'll help churches and other missionaries in the Great Commission.
The Christian World Mission Movement is more worldwide and more multidirectional than ever before.
Learn more about this ministry at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary, Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or Bible study. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.